Good afternoon, everybody. The Health and Human Services Committee will come to order. Cheryl, please call the roll.
Chair Burton.
Here.
Representative Altman is excused. Representative Spartana.
Here.
Brown. Buchanan.
Here.
Davis.
Here.
Duran. Garrison.
Here.
Grant.
Here.
Coster.
Here.
Masulo.
Here.
Mello.
Here.
Persons Malika.
Here.
Rayner.
Here.
Rizzo.
Here.
F. Robinson.
Here.
W. Robinson.
Here.
Cerulli.
Here.
Skidmore.
Here.
Tant.
Here.
Yarbrough.
Here.
The quorum is present.
Thank you, Cheryl. As per usual, as we begin our meeting, I'll remind everybody, both on the committee and in our audience, welcome everybody to please silence your cell phones. Members, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 HB and 1 HM. So we'll start with House Bill 17, Telehealth Practice Standards by Representative Fabricio. And Representative Fabricio, you are recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members. Members, HB 17 allows physicians to prescribe Schedule 3, 4, and 5 controlled substances via telehealth consultations. This bill unanimously passed on the House floor last year. We saw during the pandemic through the governor's executive order how well telehealth works. It saves time for both patients and physicians. It increases the likelihood of patients keeping their appointments and maintaining their medication regimens. Members, that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Fabricio. Members, we have no amendments. Do we have public testimony? Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought I'd jump ahead of y'all. I'm on a speed train here.
Yes.
Representative, who's got a question? Excuse me? Oh, yeah, Representative Skidmore, you're recognized. I'm sorry, I'm hearing.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Questions are my favorite part. And it's an easy question. Just want to make sure, Representative, that this is for refills, that there would have been an original in-person visit.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you, Representative Skidmore. So the way that this is written, it relies on the standard of care, which is the physician's standard of care. If the physician believes that the patient needs to have an inpatient consultation for whatever reason the doctor may require that, then the doctor would require that there be that kind of consultation, but it would be per prescribing pursuant to the standard of care that's put upon physicians.
Additional questions? Representative Masulo, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just adding on that, the physician would not have to have an original prescription to prescribe the substances that you described through telehealth. They just have to have a relationship with the patient, correct?
You recognize?
Thank you, Chair. That is correct, Doctor.
Thank you.
Additional questions? Okay. Seeing none, now we're on public testimony. And we have quite a few. We have Dr. Kamal Sher, who wishes to speak. Doctor, are you here? You're recognized.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, thank you for this opportunity to comment on this proposed bill. So again, my name is Dr. Kamal Sher. I'm a senior resident physician at Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville. Since the onset of the COVID pandemic, telemedicine has been a blessing for many of my patients. It allows me to help my patients in nearly the same ways that I can help them when I see them in person. Evaluating their symptoms, providing the care that they need. One patient that actually comes to mind who would greatly benefit from this bill is a 63-year-old gentleman named Mr. Floyd, who suffers from debilitating seizures. He loses consciousness and his body shakes uncontrollably as a result of the uncontrolled electrical activity in his brain, firing at will without mercy. Without the consistent use of his anti-seizure medications, Vimpat or lacosamide, which is a DEA Scheduled 5 medication, his seizures would continue unabated, causing irreversible brain damage and eventual death. Even missing one dose could end his life. Unfortunately, he lives more than 3 hours away from Mayo by car, and he is confined to a wheelchair, making the journey even more arduous. So allowing physicians like myself to be able to prescribe these medications via telemedicine would help ease the accessibility of these life-saving medications for patients like Mr. Floyd. In short, I urge you to pass this proposed bill to help patients like Mr. Floyd. And I again thank you for your attention, and I yield the remainder of my time. Thanks again.
Thank you, Doctor. Ellen Bogdanoff, is Ellen here? Okay. Matt Dean, Mr. Dean, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. And thank you, Representative, for bringing this bill forward. My name is Matt Dean, and I'm a senior policy fellow with the Heartland Institute, and I'm a former chair of the Health and Human Services Committee in the state of Minnesota. So I thank you all for your work and for the sacrifices that you're making. We strongly supported the efforts to expand telehealth in 2019 in Florida, and also we are very, very cognizant of the hard work that you have to do to get it right. You want to get the right care at the right place at the right price, and the highest priority is public safety, and we realize that you're doing that, and also want to recognize in 2019 the significant compromises that were made as that bill went through, and the good work product that you had from that. And moving it forward to save money is great, but you got to get it right, and patient safety is the highest priority, and you have to get that right. And we also understand that there are some compromises with the bill that you had to move forward with. This is a very good common sense bill. We strongly support it, and would strongly urge that you consider any ways to expand patient access to care. And thank you again for your time.
Thank you. Chris Newland. Mr. Newland, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Is the button pushed? There you go. Just lean in. There we go.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Fabrizio, for having found the legislative unicorn, taking a complicated issue, a controversial issue, but finding a common ground on which all the parties appear to have agreed. This will improve access. It will not compromise care, and we firmly support this good legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. David Micah waves in support. Excuse me. Amy Lyons waves in support. I'm not sure if you're all here, so if you've waved in advance, I'll just call it out. Christian Kamara waves in support. Chris Lyon waves in support. Stephen Nguyen, Mr. Nguyen, waves in support. Etta Fernandez, waves in support. Monica Rodriguez, waves in support. Mary Thomas, waves in support. Matthew Holliday, waves in support. Thank you. Philip Suderman, Mr. Suderman, waves in support. Thank you. Do we have any debate? Is there any debate on this bill, members? Representative Skidmore, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be brief. I just want to thank Representative Fabrizio for the hard work that went into this bill. I think it's an important step forward for patients and physicians to be able to maintain their relationships and provide the care that people need in the settings that are the most beneficial. So appreciate your good work on this, and I'll be supporting it. Thank you so much.
Additional debate? Seeing none, Representative Fabrizio, would you like to close on your bill?
Thank you, Chair. I want to thank you. I want to thank Chair Robinson and the HHS staff for helping me work on this both last year and this year. I think this is a great bill, great law, and I thank you for your support.
Cheryl, would you please call the roll on HB 17 and announce the vote?
Representative Spatina?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Masullo?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Persons Melica?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
F. Robinson?
Yes.
W. Robinson?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Yarborough?
Yes.
Chair Burton?
Yes.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
Show the bill reported favorably.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Committee.
Next, we'll have House Bill 413 by Representative Snyder. Delegation of the Administration of Prescription Medicine by Representative Snyder. You're recognized, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Vice Chair Grant, and Ranking Member Davis, and committee members. The bill that I'm here to present today, House Bill 413, addresses just some of the complexities that every setting in the healthcare arena faces. Every setting is different, and to that end, a couple of years ago, a law was passed that allowed home health agencies to allow the delegation of the administration of certain medications to CNAs and home health aides. What this bill does is also brings in licensed nurse registries, which again, those are the two licensed entities under ACA in which home health care happens. So brings in nurse registries to be able to allow their nurses to delegate that same authority to CNAs and home health aides. And that is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Snyder. Members, are there any questions before he presents an amendment? Any questions on the bill? Representative Snyder, I see you have one amendment. It's barcode 831307. Would you please explain the amendment?
Yes, ma'am. So what this amendment does is also bring in another complex healthcare setting, those that happen within county detention facilities, and would allow a nurse to delegate the administration of certain medications to a CNA in a county detention facility, again, to help address the staffing shortages that are affecting the entire system. And that is the amendment.
Thank you, members. Any questions on the amendment? Representative Skidmore, you're recognized for a question on the amendment.
Thank you. I'm sorry to be a frequent flyer.
That's okay.
Representative Snyder, thank you so much for the good bill. Just curious, do you know what the prevalence is of nurse registries in the county detention centers? And is it something that is problematic? Do we not have staff that are available on a regular basis in those centers?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for the question, Representative. This is not specific to the nurse registries or the home health agencies. This is just would become a general policy that for healthcare providers within the county detention center, that those nurses would be able to delegate to CNAs or home health aides in the jail that ability to administer the prescription.
Additional questions? Any public testimony on the amendment? I show the amendment adopted without objection. We're back on the bill as amended, and we have a little bit of public testimony. Jason King waves in support. And Ellen Bogdanoff, is Ellen here yet? There you are. Waves in support. Okay, members, we're now in debate on the bill. Is there any debate on this bill? Seeing none, Representative Snyder, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Wave close.
Okay, Cheryl, please call the roll on House Bill 413 and announce the vote.
Representative Spatana?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Buchanan? Davis?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Masullo?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
F. Robinson?
Yes.
W. Robinson?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Yarborough?
Yes.
Chair Burton?
Yes.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
Show the bill reported favorably as amended. Next we'll have House Bill 459, Step Therapy Protocols by Representative Wilhite. You are recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity to present House Bill 459. This bill is it's a bill you've recently heard as early as last year as well. We tried the same thing. Step therapy is a process of health insurers trying to control cost and requiring patients to potentially fail on a medication before they try another one. Ultimately, in that process, a patient can endure pain or suffering while doing that before they finally get to the right medication or therapy treatment that will help that patient. And so I think in the advent, if we're always looking out for people and children and patients, we should always let healthcare providers and the patient choose what's best for them as well and what works best for that patient. Because as we know, every patient is different. Every medication or therapy works differently on them. So this just provides for some exemptions, some requirements, and gives the patients a little bit more rights in advocating for their health. And so I feel this is the right thing to do, again, for healthcare and putting people on the right track to prosperity. And with that, Madam Chair, I appreciate the opportunity to present this bill.
Thank you, members. Do we have any questions? Oops, let's go. See no questions. Excuse me. Oh, you're good? You're good on this? No questions also. Okay. We have no amendments, but we do have some public testimony. David Micah waves in support. Chris Newland waves in support. Samantha Strickland waves in support. Chris Lyon waves in support. Etta Fernandez waves in support. Mary Thomas waves in support. Amanda Fraser waves in support. Members, we're in debate. Do we have any debate on this bill? Representative Skidmore, you recognize the debate.
It's just my day. Thank you. Thank you, Representative Wilhite. I know this is a great first step, and this has been a tremendous compromise, and you've worked so hard to get us to this point. I think that obviously there's still work to do after we pass this. As a person who has been on medication her entire life, I understand the importance of that relationship you have with your physician and not having interference from an insurance company that tells you you can't have the medication that your doctor knows you need. So I just really appreciate everything you've done over the years to get this to where it is, and I look forward to even additional progress as we move forward. But thank you so much.
Additional debate? Seeing none, Representative Wilhite, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll close by asking for your favorable support, members. Thank you.
Cheryl, would you please call the roll on HB 459 and announce the vote?
Representative Spotana?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Buchanan? Davis?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Masullo?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Persons Melica?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
F. Robinson?
Yes.
W. Robinson?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Kant?
Yes.
Yarborough?
Yes.
Chair Burton?
Yes.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
Show the bill reported favorably.
Thank you, colleagues.
Next we have House Memorial 791, Organ Harvesting Practices of the People's Republic of China by Representative Fisher. Representative Fisher, you are recognized to present the House Memorial.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, committee members. Members, this memorial urges the President and Congress to take action against the communist regime in China for its practice of forcibly removing human organs for transplant. For at least the last two decades that we can trace, the communist regime of China has been engaged in the vile practice of forcibly removing human organs for transplant. It is a horrific violation of human rights. And you say, well, that's just happening in another country, doesn't affect people here in America. There are many members who fled, whose family members are still being held there as prisoners of conscience. And they're Christians, they're Muslims, they're practitioners of Falun Gong, Tibetan Buddhists, people of different races and creeds who are stuck there. And nobody's doing anything about it. The UN has started to look at taking some action. This House memorial sets out our clear position that we want the President and Congress to take action to stop this horrific violation of human rights, and that is the memorial.
Thank you, members. Do we have any questions for Representative Fisher? Seeing no questions, we have no public testimony. We're now in debate. Members are in debate. Seeing no debate, Representative Fisher, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Cheryl, please call the roll on HM-791 and announce the vote.
Representative Spotana?
Yes.
Brown? Buchanan? Davis?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Masulo?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
F. Robinson?
Yes.
W. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Roy?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Yarborough?
Yes.
Chair Burton?
Yes.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
Show the bill reported favorably.
Thank you.
And last, but certainly not least, we have HB 8555, Managed Care Plan Performance by Representative Bartleman. You are recognized. And Representative Duran, I see, is also on here. Representative Bartleman, you are recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Chair Burton, Vice Chair Grant, and Ranking Member Davis. I'm happy to be here today to present this bill. You may recognize it. You've heard it before, and it passed on the House floor last year. Florida's Medicaid program covers approximately 4.5 million low-income individuals and represents approximately one-third of the total 2020-2021 state budget. Research shows that healthcare disparities cost healthcare systems billions of dollars each year. In order to ensure that Medicaid dollars are efficiently and effectively spent in the state of Florida, it is imperative that we collect data to make informed decisions. While current law requires the Managed Medical Assistance Program, MMA, overseen by the Agency for Healthcare Administration, ACA, to collect portions of the adult and child core set data, this bill expands these measures to include all adult core set behavioral health measures as required by the new federal law. This bill also directs MMA plans to break down data collected based on the common indicators for addressing healthcare disparities, including disability, race, age, primary language, ethnicity, and sex, so that policy providers and Medicaid recipients can make better informed decisions. This data will enable ACA and Medicaid managed care plan providers to see Floridians' needs more precisely and will bring greater transparency and accountability. Thank you for allowing me to present this bill, Madam Chair.
Members, do we have any questions for Representative Bartleman? Seeing none, we have no amendments. We have a couple of public testimony. David Micah waves in support, and Etta Fernandez waves in support. That's all we have. Representative, anybody in debate? Excuse me. Members, any debate on this bill? Representative Bartleman, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you for allowing me to present. I'm going to wave close.
Cheryl, please call the roll on HB 855 and announce the vote.
Representative Spatana?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Buchanan? Davis?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Masulo?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
F. Robinson?
Yes.
W. Robinson?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Yarborough?
Yes.
Chair Burton?
Yes.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
Show the bill reported favorably. Okay, members, that was a good warm-up. And our first committee was with some bills. You just wanted to get me back in practice, obviously, along with everybody else. This concludes our committee agenda. So without objection, Representative Persons Mullica moves we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.